You don't make up for your sins in the church. You do it in the streets. You do it at home. The rest is bullshit, and you know it.
Post-synchro, Dick Tomasovic.
Bonjour les amis, Scorsese vient de sortir son Silence sur tous les écrans de cinéma. Et nous, pourtant, nous avons envie d'écouter le Scorsese bruyant, le Scorsese sonore, le Scorsese musical. Voici donc un post-synchro spécial consacré à l'univers très rock'n'roll de Martin Scorsese. Bonne écoute.
Why protect a friend who betrayed you like that?
But I didn't want to look at him. I didn't want to look at the guys who brought him either.
There is a house.
Your Honor, as you can see, my clients are elderly and infirm. Any incarceration could pose a serious health risk.
When the bosses were arrested, some of them were so old they needed doctors at their arraignment.
And pretrial services recommends that bail remain as presently set.
We're going to take a 10-minute recess.
When it looked like they could get 25 years to life in prison just for skimming a casino, sick or no fucking sick, you knew people were going to get clipped. So the day of the arraignment, they had this meeting right in the back of the courthouse. See, when something like this happens, you know how things are going to work out. It's always better with no witnesses. So what about Andy?
He won't talk. Stone's a good kid. Stand-up guy just like his old man. That's the way I see it.
I agree. He's solid. He's a fucking Marine.
He's okay. He always was. Remo, what do you think?
Look. Why take a chance? At least that's the way I feel about it.
Call Adi. Tell him. I don't care what. He's got to be in my office Thursday morning before 11 o'clock.
It's
totally important. I got to have a conversation with the guy.
His much as they liked him, I mean, he wasn't one of us. He wasn't Italian. As far as they know, we could have talked. Otherwise, Stoney might still be alive. The first one to skip was John Nance. He found a nice, warm, secluded place in Costa Rica. He thought nobody would find him there. Then his kid got nabbed by the feds for drugs. And so naturally, the bosses were afraid he'd come out of hiding just to save his kid and give them all up. So...
tell your children.
Where you going, Jagoff?
But anyway, they, you know, they all had to follow. Everybody went down.
Oh, fuck you!
Before you knew it, anybody who knew anything wound up getting whacked.
I'm gonna love you like no one's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just a one of those things. Cause I'm gonna be true. Well, if you let me, you're gonna love me like no one's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and wouldn't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, yeah, but I'm with you always. Shine. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and wouldn't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, yeah.
Post-synchro.
And waiting. It's a lot quicker that way. You know what I mean? Huh? I like going this way. It's better than waiting in line. How you doing, man? Good, good. What's up? Here you go. How you doing, Gino?
Hey,
how are you? Good, good. Hey, good. Every time I come here, every time you do. What you work?
Nice to see you.
Yeah, good seeing you.
Hi, how are you? Anthony, right in the front.
Great, great, thanks.
Anything you need, Henry, just let me know.
Hey, how's the weekend going?
I know you're waiting for me, baby. I'll be right with you.
I have another drink.
Buzz.
Tony, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Hey. How are you?
Hey, Henry.
How are you?
What's up?
Good, good. How you doing?
She gave him $20 each.
Sorry.
Henry, this is with Mr. Tony over there.
Where?
Over there.
Oh, thanks a lot, Tony. Thank you.
Salud.
And give those Irish hoodlums a drink down there.
There's only one Irishman here.
It's a celebration, fellas. Salute.
Top of the morning to you.
Good to be home.
Welcome back.
Hey. My friend Jimmy.
Oh.
Henry, hi. It's his joint.
Nice to meet you.
This is Lisa. Hi. Hey, Frankie, how are you?
Hey. Tommy, all dressed up. All grown up and doing the town. Look at this.
Oh, shit.
Tommy.
I forgot you was having
Tommy.
A party with
oh.
this mom.
Oh, oh, come here.
Let me go say hello. Hey, Billy, how are you?
Tommy, get over here. I haven't seen
hey,
you in six
Billy.
Fucking years.
How you doing, Billy?
Jesus
oh,
Christ almighty. You look terrific.
Jesus.
How you feel?
Watch this suit. Watch this suit,
Jesus you little
Christ.
Frick. Yeah. Hey, I know you're my life.
All right, good.
You're getting too big on me
just
now.
Just don't go busting my balls, Billy, okay?
Hey, Tommy, if I was going to break your balls, I'd tell you to go home and get your shine box. Oh, this kid was great. They used to call him Spit Shine Tommy. I swear to God, oh, he'd make your shoes look like fucking mirrors. Excuse my language. He was terrific. He was the best. He made a lot of money, too. Salud, Tommy.
No more shines, Billy.
What?
I said no more shines. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away a long time. They didn't go up there and tell you.
Oh,
I don't shine shoes anymore.
Relax, will you, for crying out? What's got into you? I'm breaking your balls a little bit, that's all. I'm only kidding with you.
Sometimes
I mean,
you don't sound like you're kidding. You know, there's a lot of people around.
I mean, I'm only kidding with you. We're having a party. I mean, I just came home. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'm breaking your balls, and you're right away, you're getting fucking fresh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
I'm sorry, too. It's okay. No problem.
Okay, salud. Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Motherfucking mutt! You fucking piece of shit!
Yeah. Come on! Let him go.
Henry, bought his fucking button at the fake old tough guy. You bought your fucking button, you fake tough guy. You motherfucker.
Come on.
Fuck, keep that motherfucker here. Keep him here. Come on.
Back. Come on, you fucking feel strong?
I'm sorry. Tommy gets a little loaded. He doesn't mean any disrespect.
You don't mean any disrespect, Henry. Are you nuts? Teach this kid a little fucking manners. Hey, Jimmy, what's right is right.
You understand what I'm talking about?
It's all right.
No, I mean, the kids over here, we're hugging and kissing over here, and 2 minutes later, he's acting like a fucking jerk.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
No, I didn't insult him. I didn't insult him a little bit. I didn't insult nobody. Give us a drink.
Okay.
Come on, let's have some drinks, all right? Drinks on the house. Come on, let me...
Yeah, have the drink with me.
No.
Back him up.
Billy.
No.
Drinks around the house.
Go on. It's on the house.
I fucked them. Fucking break up my party.
And the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were, and as the elders of our time choose to remain blind.
You've been away for 6 years. Yeah. Everything is
let us rejoice.
I did my fucking time, Jimmy. I came home, and I want what I gotta get. I got fucking mouths to feed.
Good.
Understand?
Good.
Yeah. Get the dog!
Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling faces. No.
this bitter earth. Well, what the fruit it bears.
Meeting in the middle of the desert always made me nervous. It's a scary place. I knew about the holes in the desert, of course, and everywhere I looked, there could have been a hole. Normally, my prospects of coming back alive from a meeting with Nicky were 99 out of 100. But this time, when I heard him say a couple of hundred yards down the road, I gave myself 50-50.
You get off talking to people about me behind my back going over my head.
What people?
What people would you think? I wasn't gonna find out.
I don't even know what you're talking about, Nick.
No? You said I'm bringing heat on you? I gotta listen to people because of your fucking shit? You're ordering me out? You better get your own fucking army, pal.
I didn't do anything. I mean, I didn't order you or anybody. I only told Andy Stone that you had a lot of heat on you and that was a problem.
You want me to get out of my own fucking town?
Yeah, I said let the bullshit blow over for a while so I can run the casino. Anything goes wrong with the casino, it's my ass. It's not yours, it's my ass.
I don't know whether you notice or not, but you only have your fucking casino because I made that possible. I'm what counts out here. Not your fucking country clubs or your fucking TV shows. And what the fuck are you doing on TV anyhow? You know, I get calls from back home every fucking day. They think you went batshit.
I'm only on TV because I gotta be able to hang around a casino. You understand that.
You
know that. Come on.
You could have had the food and beverage job without going on television. You wanted to go on TV.
Yeah, I did want to go on TV. That way I have a forum. I can fight back. I'm known. People see me. They know they can't fuck around with me like they could if I was an unknown. That's right.
You're making a big fucking spectacle of yourself.
Me? I wouldn't even be in this situation if it wasn't for you. You brought down so much fucking heat on me. I mean, every time I meet somebody here, the big question is, do I know you?
Oh, sure. And now you want to blame your fucking license on me.
No, Nicky, when you asked me if you could come out here, what did I tell you? I mean, you asked me, and I knew you were going to come out no matter what I said, but what did I tell you? Do you remember what I told you?
Back up a minute. I asked you, when the fuck did I ever ask you if I could come out here? Get this through your head, Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you. You only exist out here because of me. That's the only reason. Without me, you, personally, every fucking wise guy still around, I'll take a piece of your fucking Jew ass. Then where you gonna go? Your fucking warrant don't ever go over my fucking head again, you motherfucker, you.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's everything. And tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. Thank you. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up.